Good morning, folks. This is Vince, the Evil DM, the Evil Dungeon Master here, back with another episode of the Evil Dungeon Master podcast. Hopefully you're doing well out there today in listening land as I'm doing another podcast today. Thanks for all the comments and appreciate them and all the likes. And if you're listening to it on YouTube, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel if it's the first time you're here. If it's the first time you're listening to me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything, go ahead and hit that follow button. Give me a rating after you're done as well to tell me how I'm doing. And you can always send questions in to ask the DM at theevildm.com. My website is theevildm.com, where I usually put up all my stuff related to my projects and podcasts and videos. With all that information out of the way, let's talk a little bit today about alignments. I'm not just talking about fantasy games, I'm talking about all games. Whether it's fantasy, modern, science fiction, futuristic. I believe there should be some type of morality alignment system in place. Now, Dungeons and Dragons has the, you know, the lawful good, lawful neutral, lawful evil, neutral good, true neutral, which I never let anybody play, and neutral evil, and then we got the chaotic three as well. And yeah, that's a fine and well and dandy system going on there, but I think that Palladium does it just a little bit better with their alignment systems. They have the good alignments, they have the selfish alignments, and then they have the evil alignments. There is no neutral alignment. And it goes to say on in the book that no one can ever truly be neutral, and that Kevin Sambidia, the author and owner and creator of Palladium system, much like me, does not believe there is a neutral aligned system. But his good alignments are principled, scrupulous, and those are the two big ones on there. Because principled, and I like the fact that they give you little examples. Like for principled, always keep word, always avoid lies. Never kill or attack an unarmed foe. Never harm an innocent. Never torture. Never kill for pleasure. Things like that help define an alignment. And then you have scrupulous for good alignments. Might be a little bit different. Keep word to any other good person. So if it's an evil person, he may not keep his word. Lie only to people of selfish or evil alignments. Never will kill or attack an unarmed foe. Some of the things are similar, but just a little bit off. Then we have our two selfish alignments of unprincipled and anarchist, and those. And just because you're a selfish person doesn't mean you're not a good person. Because unprincipled, selfish person has a high regard for life and freedom, will keep their word of honor, lie and cheat if necessary, but mostly to anarchists and evil persons, will not kill an unarmed foe, but may take advantage of one. He will definitely help those in need. Not use torture unless absolutely necessary. Work with a group, especially if profitable. Never harm an innocent person. Never kill for pleasure. Dislikes authority. And never betrays a friend. The scrupulous alignment for good also distrusts the authority. And principled would be the respect authority, law, and self-discipline and honor. So that'd be more like, I always thought of principle good alignment as like kind of like Superman in the comics, upholding the law, always keeps the word, doesn't lie, doesn't kill, doesn't attack an unarmed foe, never harms innocent, never tortures, things like that. And then more like, I want to say Batman would fall under maybe in between scrupulous and unprincipled selfish. And then we have the evil alignments, which basically miscreant, and aberrant, and diabolic. Diabolic. You have three there. And these are about as evil as you can mostly get. I mean, diabolic really keeps their word, lie, cheat anyone. Most certainly attacks or kills an unarmed foe. Use harm and kill an innocent without a second thought for any reason. Use torture for pleasure and info. Kill for pleasure. Likely to help someone only to kill and rob them. not work well with groups, constantly disregards others to do as he pleases, despises honor, authority, self-discipline, associates mostly with other alignments, and betrays friends at any time. So there's your chaotic evil equivalent right there. I always like to include some type of morality or alignment system in my game, whether it's this or D&D's alignment systems or a Star Wars dark side mechanic to keep players in line. Because I feel as if you don't have something in place, you have games that just run off the rails. Perfect example is when we were playing Star Wars D6. We had played a sub-campaign while we just wanted to take a break from the main one just to explore different characters. And the GM gave us characters. He wrote up a bunch of characters. He called us Freedom Resistance Fighters. And there was no, because we didn't have any powers. We were just normal, everyday people fighting against the either the Separatists or the Republic at that point. And we were defending our home planet against the occupying government. And it divulged into us almost pretty much being terrorists because there was no check for us. There was no morality. There was no code. We just did whatever we wanted to do, and there was no repercussions for it, except if we got caught in the game, or if the authorities found us, or we got shot because we were doing, evil stuff. I wouldn't say evil stuff, but we were doing what we needed to do to chase a government off the planet that was considered a tyranny for us. Now, if you want to call us terrorists, domestic terrorists, I guess at that point, or you want to call us revolutionaries, I don't know. It really depends on how you look at it, from which side. So, but we had no code or no morality to us, so we just basically blew stuff up, attacked here and there, disregarding this and that. So we had no check, and something needs to be put in place. Which is why Star Wars has a dark side mechanic method to it, regardless if you're a Jedi or not. And even regular players who don't follow the Force can still get a dark side point for doing evil in the game. But that mechanic was removed because the GM figured, well, you're not Jedi, so why would it matter? And we wound up becoming evil assholes because we had no restriction on us. So that campaign came to a close once we all realized what we were doing, and we felt uncomfortable at that point because it became more like terrorists. So we canceled that campaign, went back to the main one, and continued along with the regular Star Wars campaign that we were doing. But that's just one example, and many examples I've had in my campaigns where I had no alignments, because I play with many GMs who are like, well, we don't want to have an alignment system in place because that restricts and pinholes of a player into a stereotype. So, okay, then what do? You play your character how you want to play your character. So, I've sat in groups where people played their character how they wanted to play their character, and it turned into a complete, utter mess. You have to have a morality check. You have to have an alignment system in place. And that's why majority of games, or traditional games, have an alignment system in check. Whether it's just you have a code you have to live by, like a personal code, or maybe some type of set of rules. There's always something. You can't have unchecked. When you start the campaign, you're the good guys. Okay, everybody knows that you're the good guys. That means you're going to be good. You're the heroes in a superhero game. You don't do this or that. Just like Marvel superheroes, they have a code in place, and if you start doing stupid, evil stuff, you won't get your karma reward, and your popularity will drop as well, or your fame will drop as well. DC heroes, same thing. You won't get your hero points because you are doing evil, dumb shit. So every game has to have some type of check in place. And obviously, if you want to remove alignments from something like, say, Dungeons and Dragons or Palladium Fantasy, move the alignments altogether, You can use experience as the buffer, or actually the buffer, the check in place. You could say, hey, you could play whatever you want to play. You want to be a good, upstanding citizen? By all means, go for it. You want to be an evil, utter, destroying asshole? Sure, go for it. Just be warned, this is a campaign about heroes. So if you're going to be a evil asshole, then you will get less experience points for doing so. As long as you're upfront and do and talk about it in the beginning of the campaign, how you expect the players to be, and lay down some, minor guidelines for them, then it should be fine. The key is always let everybody know, communicate and talk about things with your group. If you don't communicate and don't talk, then people won't know and then be taken aback when you're like, oh, well, you only get 100 experience points today because you did this and this and this and you were an asshole and it just doesn't work. So that's why I like the alignment system. It's like I like a morality system. It keeps players in check, keeps the campaign on the rails as far as going off the rails, which is very possible to happen. But yeah. Hopefully you had a good week so far. It is Tuesday, so we'll be coming back with another episode tomorrow of the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I'll think of another topic. Again, you can always send an email, askthedm@theevildm.com, or head to my website, theevildm.com. Click on Email Me, which is in various places on the website itself, and it'll open up a form so you can send me an email. If you go to anchor.fm/theevildm, it'll bring you to my Spotify page because the links still work. And if you have an account through Spotify, you can always click on Send a Voice Message. And then I'll send a voicemail for the podcast and I will play it on the air and respond to it. With that said, I'm going to head out. This is Vince, the Evil Dungeon Master, saying keep original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.